Days Past is prologue. Yes, here in the National Archives in Washington, D.C., past is prologue. For this is the final resting place of the histories and records of tens of thousands of illustrious Americans. World War II has come to a victorious conclusion, and our new names and new records are being added to the list. For the nation and the world are for the first time learning of silent and significant deeds performed in foreign lands by a legion of anonymous men and women, the Army of Secret Intelligence. When Washington, recovering from the staggering blow of Pearl Harbor, realized how effective had been the long-established espionage machines of Germany and Japan, from the White House came orders that the United States, too, must have eyes and ears within enemy countries. Immediately, the nation commenced, for the first time in its history, to recruit a secret intelligence corps. As the man best capable of organizing the secret activities of the new United States Intelligence Corps, the president chose a St. Louis attorney, Charles Stevenson Gibson, whose background in international affairs had been gained from 10 years special service in the American Embassy in Berlin. As director of secret intelligence, Gibson reported only to the president and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Among the top-level executives of United States Secret Intelligence was a widely traveled scholar and soldier of fortune, Robert Emmett Sharkey of St. Paul, Minnesota. Master of five languages and one of America's foremost athletes, Bob Sharkey was twice captured by the Germans in World War I, and both times escaped with a brilliant record of achievement behind enemy lines. To Washington in the weeks and months that followed Pearl Harbor had come 76 carefully selected groups of candidates for training and assignment to secret operations overseas. At the Union Station one morning in 1944, among the jostling thousands came the 77th group of candidates, each unknown to the other. The Washington headquarters of secret intelligence was under tight security, its address and telephone unlisted in any governmental directory. Few even knew of its existence. The story of Operation 77 is typical of the activities of any of the 76 groups which preceded it. Each candidate's qualifications and background had been checked and rechecked before he was called to Washington. Every member of 077 had volunteered, without reservation, for hazardous duty behind enemy lines. Among those assigned to 077 were men like Pappy Simpson, a British intelligence officer in the First World War, and until early 1942, a professor of English literature at Dartmouth College at Hanover, New Hampshire. Suzanne de Beaumont, a French citizen, had found herself stranded in the United States when France fell in 1940. Of her husband, a captain of artillery in the French Army, nothing had been heard. Jeff Lassiter, son of a former American consul at Bern, Switzerland, was educated at Geneva and Oxford. Lassiter was recruited from the officers' training school at UCLA, partly because of his superior knowledge of French. Bill O'Connell, a Rutgers graduate, had been employed in the foreign department of the Chase National Bank. He spent 2 years in the bank's European branches. Then Hitler went on the march, and O'Connell returned to New York.
Say, do you remember the maiden name of your grandmother?
Sure. She was quite a dame.
I wish mine had been.
Far away from the eyes of inquisitive, gossipy Washington, in secluded country estates requisitioned by the government, 077 candidates entered phase one of training.
Oh, is this one taken?
Not yet.
You bought a roommate.
I don't know. A guy that can't remember the maiden name of his grandmother.
She's got one now.
Come in.
Sorry for intruding, gentlemen. I'm your conducting officer. The name is Simpson.
Bill O'Connell.
Lassiter, Jeff Lassiter.
Quarters all right?
Great.
Fine.
Well, the library, the lounge, the pool, all the facilities of the club are for your convenience. Now, we'll be here about 2 weeks. I hope you'll be comfortable.
Are we going to start training?
No. This is assessment school. You'll be given tests to determine your mental and physical qualifications for subsequent training.
To see if we can make the grade, is that it?
Well, everyone isn't temperamentally equipped for every job, you know. We'll lose a few of you. Now, if you're thirsty, you'll find plenty of beer in the icebox all the time. Just help yourselves. Oh, supper in the main dining room, 6:30. Dress optional. Carry on.
Even a house mother. Rugged duty.
This is going to go all right. Play back on us.
Yeah.
Let's have a game after dinner.
Will you?
Cigarette?
Thanks.
Your group, Bob. You're in charge. 3 months of indoctrination school, 2 weeks of practical exercises, and they've got to be in shape to go.
Is that my assignment?
That's one of them. 22 potential agents. Most of them have a foreign background. All of them can speak French. One of them can speak German.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to find out who that is.
All right.
That's not as easy as it sounds.
Why?
Because one of the students in that group is a German agent.
A German agent? You know?
Yeah.
Man or woman?
When you find out, let me know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a couple of things to say to you before you begin the next phase of your training. Your instructors are all experts in their jobs. And they're going to cram their years of experience into your heads. Now, it shouldn't be necessary, but I'm going to remind you of security. Everything you learn, everything you do, is secret. Even your closest relative can't know you're an agent, no 7-7. Maybe nobody will ever know. That's not important. But keeping your mouth shut is. Now, you're going to have a lot to remember, a couple of things to forget. Now, the average American is a good sport, plays by the rules. But this war is no game, and no secret agent is a hero or a good sport. That is, no living agent. You're going to be taught to kill, to cheat, to rob, to lie. And everything you learn is moving you toward one objective, just one, that's all. The success of your mission. Fair play, that's out. Years of decency and honest living, forget all about them, or turn in your suits. Because the enemy can forget. And has. Well, work hard. I'll be with you every inch of the way. All the way. Working right with you. Good luck. Take over, Pappy.
The group will leave for Area B this afternoon. Departure 1500, front entrance. That'll be all.
You. When searching a person with concealed weapons, search thoroughly. Even below the knees.
Hands up!
No. Aim for the point of the chin.
But
try it again.
Hands up!
Better. Start the call from here. Follow it right on over. Watch here. Very relaxed, you understand? And slack.
Here.
slap hard. All right, you. Don't forget to slap. And break the force of your fall. Good. All right. Slap harder.
Exactly 1 minute. Time. What kind of planes were involved? How many motors on the second plane? Which plane was cut in half? Top, bottom, or the center? How many planes crashed? If more than one, which plane crashed first?
All 077 agents had to be able to send at least 10 words a minute. Those chosen for special jobs as communicators receive more thorough training.
Now listen. Was that a freight train or a 155-millimeter shell passing overhead? Now listen carefully. A door latch or the cocking of a 45-caliber pistol? A jungle bird or a falling bomb? Someone tapping in a champagne glass or Swiss bells?
Wind from the northeast. Northeast. Velocity 1-5. Wind from the northeast. Velocity 1-5.
Attention strip markers. Attention strip markers. Arms in the air. Arms in the air. Simulate your flashlights and mark the strip. Simulate your flashlights and mark the strip.
Right there.
Come on, snap it up.
Mr. Jones is the president of a plant which produces a secret war weapon. You have just been discovered in his office going through some papers on his desk. What were you doing there?
Mr. Jones sent me there.
That's a lie.
No. That's why I have his key.
His key? Where did you get it?
Mr. Jones gave it to me.
He what?
At the restaurant.
Key to his private office? What were you after?
A very important telephone number on his desk. He sent me for it.
Mr. Jones sent you? When?
Oh, 20 minutes ago. It was a lady's telephone number.
Why didn't Mr. Jones come himself?
He was dining with someone. He didn't want her to come with him.
Who?
His wife.
You're lying?
No.
You're a Nazi agent.
No!
What were you doing in that office?
How long does it take to install this detonator? 9. Find out the advantages offered by this new detonator over the old one. 10. Get all secret data possible. Blueprints, drawings, etc. Now there's your test. Any questions?
72 hours. Does that mean back here in 72 hours?
That's correct. Leaves very little time for dawdling.
The submarine base in New London or Portsmouth?
You have your choice. They both make and install the equipment. And very well guarded, too. But that shouldn't pose any great difficulty for a couple of bright lads like you.
He really dug down deep for that one.
Interesting problem, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, that's about all. Wasting time, you know.
We're ready.
You're free to leave any time. Or call the special equipment department if you need anything. The camera's a useful gadget, you know.
Thanks, Pappy.
Good night, Pete.
Good old Pappy.
Yeah. That camera's a good idea.
Unless we can get our hands on the blueprints.
No chance. They don't leave blueprints lying around for people to copy.
Yeah. Two problems. How to get in, and then how could...
We'll get jobs as laborers. It'll take less faking.
Well, how can we get close enough to photograph the poet?
We won't find out here.
Wait.
Any luck?
Yeah, I found out they assembled the detonators in the exploder room.
Yeah?
But you can't get near it.
We're going to be back tomorrow morning.
I know. Here's the angle. They take the detonators to the torpedo shed, where they install them in the warheads.
What about the torpedo shed? Is that restricted, too?
Yeah. But when they change the shift speed, they leave everything where it is. The whistle goes, and they walk out. Before the next shift gets in, the warheads are exposed, the detonators are left lying around.
Yeah, I see.
That's when they get the pictures.
Right.
I'll head for the torpedo shed. You tail me.
Okay. But get the pictures. That's the important thing. I'll cover for you.
Right.
I work here.
Well, you ought to know you're not supposed to be in here.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know you're not supposed to smoke in here either, huh?
Why, I wasn't smoking.
No? What are you doing with them matches?
Nothing, I was
Come
just...
Come on, give me those matches.
I told you I wasn't smoking.
Well, why don't you do like I told you and give me those
What's
matches?
What's the matter?
This fellow was going to smoke. This is a restricted section.
What?
I'm from the security office. My credentials. I've had my eye on this guy all day. Your number is 6, and I may call for you. I'm going to take him up for questioning. Give me those matches.
Hope I didn't hurt you.
Hurt me? You saved me from blowing the problem. This is a badge of honor. Where did you get that security card?
In the special service section. I didn't tell you.
Well, we made it.
I hope so.
Have you found the German agent?
Yes. O'Connell. He stands at the head of his class. That was the lead. And the report on the final problem clinched it. Have you read it?
Yes.
I checked the results of what the other groups did on the final problem.
That's right. It was designed for them to make mistakes.
Yes, but O'Connell didn't make any mistakes. Thanks to some quick thinking. Too quick for a beginner. No, O'Connell's been through it all before. Hey, look at this. This is a manual from the German espionage school. Very good, too. Es gibt keine Kameraden. Greif selbst den Kameraden an. Verdächtigt ihn. Vernichtet ihn, wenn nötig. There are no comrades. Turn on the comrade. Accuse him. Even destroy him if necessary. Well, there it is. That was the technique he used. A couple of American kids would have slugged the guard and fought their way out together.
Would you say he was a good agent?
There's only one thing the matter with him. He's on the wrong side.
His name is Kunzel, Abwehr 5. One of their best.
K-U-N-Z-E-L?
C-E-L.
C-E-L. When are you going to pick him up?
Kunzel's going with the group to London. And he must never know that he's suspected. That's why no one has ever been told about him. It's going to be more difficult for you now that you know who he is.
I'll be careful.
We've had him pegged for a long time, and we've nursed him along. He's after something big, or it wouldn't be Kunzel.
Information on our organization?
It's bigger than that.
Second front.
That's what we think. Where and when?
They'd love to have that.
Kunzel's a big shot. The German high command is counting on what he brings in. That's our hunch, anyway. Now, we've got to arrange for Kunzel to get information. The wrong information. And take it to the German high command. The plan must have a logical way for him to escape. It's got to be cleverly staged. We're dealing with a very smart man.
Mm-hmm. When do we start?
As soon as we get to London. We're leaving tomorrow.
Right.
Simpson will follow with the group.
We'll be ready.
Upon the arrival of orders for overseas duty, the secret intelligence candidate becomes at last a secret intelligence agent. No more textbooks. Less than 24 hours away are the grim theaters of war. Battle-worn, a grim reminder of the power of destruction of a ruthless enemy. Here were concentrated the multiple activities of Allied intelligence operations. The top secret groups, like 077, were billeted in remote country estates where they were held in complete isolation while awaiting specific assignments.
Identification, sir?
Sharpie 077.
Yes, sir.
O'Connell? This is his quarters. I'd be glad to get him for you.
Oh, I'd rather see him there. Come in.
Sharkey, you still be answered here.
Well, how well do you know Holland?
I've lived there for many years.
I know, but how well do you know it? I don't mean just Amsterdam. I mean the coast and inland from the coast.
I know it very well.
Good. Well, things have changed.
Changed? How do you mean?
You read the papers. They're full of talk about a second front, and everybody knows it's going to be one.
You think it's going to be Holland?
Well, what I think doesn't count. That's somebody else's job. We just obey orders.
Yeah, sure.
Bill, I've been given a job, and I need help. Help of the right kind, from people I know, whose backgrounds match the assignments, and who have proven themselves able to come through in the clinches. Want a job?
I didn't go through all that training to become an English country gentleman.
Good. Pack your gear. You're going to London. You're going to live and work there, in tight security. That security begins now. Clear?
Clear.
No goodbyes, nothing. And not a word to anybody about anything I've said to you. You've got a job. That's all.
I understand.
I think you'll like it.
I'm sure I will.
We start early in the morning. Good night.
Good night.
This undistinguished building housed the undercover activities of the Netherlands section of Allied Intelligence. Here were coordinated the joint efforts of all agents operating in the lowlands.
Identification, please.
077.
Very good.
Yes,
please. All right, let me go.
Colonel Van
Dyven? Oh, yes, he's expecting you, Mr. Sharpe.
Thank you.
Hello, Sharkey.
Well, Colonel Van Dyle, Chief of Dutch Intelligence, Bill O'Connell.
How do you do?
Glad to meet you, sir.
O'Connell is my chief assistant on the Dutch project.
I understand.
It'll be his responsibility to coordinate all of our circuits in Holland.
That is a tremendous job.
And you will need every scrap of information you can give him.
You will have my complete cooperation.
Thank you.
We will begin immediately. There are a great many details. These maps cover only one small phase of the project known to us as Plan B.
To invade and penetrate Germany through the lowlands.
Exactly. These are messages from agents already operating in Holland. This one concerns bridges and lines of communication. Here you can see how we have tied this information in with the operation. You can find it here in index number 15. That's it.
Hidden away in a remote corner of London was the headquarters of combat operations of 077.
My head's still swimming. There's a lot to absorb in so short a time. How long do we have?
Not long.
It's a great plan.
And it better be. A great many lives depend on it. I've arranged to have 6 planes put at your disposal.
Yes, sir.
You'll be sending new agents in. The team's already there. They'll be needing supplies. So keep in close touch with Van Dyke.
Right.
Going to be a great many problems.
Don't worry. I'll work them out.
I'm sure you will. That's why you have the job. And a very thankless one, too. No rewards, no payoffs. Just the satisfaction of knowing you're doing a job for your country. But depending on you...
You won't be sorry.
I know. Will you show Mr. O'Connell to his office?
Yes, sir.
Plans for the impending invasion of Europe were speeded up. Agents of Operation 77 were broken up into combat teams and given their final briefing.
Papi, they are trying to help me locate my husband. Could I stop by the communication section just for a moment?
Thank you, Suzanne. Mr. Sharkey said 0600. And Mr. Sharkey is a singularly punctual gentleman.
Captain Ferreira, second up.
Captain Ferreira?
The threats of Hitler's secret weapon are not idle. It's no longer a secret. But here it is. It's called V-2. It's a self-propelled pilotless bomb with a warhead said to contain 1 ton of explosives. Now, well-camouflaged launching platforms such as these have been springing up along the French coast for the past 6 months. Our Air Force is bombing them continuously, but that's just expediency. Because the enemy is building these sites faster than we can knock them out. Because we have to find them first.
Well, why haven't they used them?
We think we know why. The greatest concentration of these sites is through here. And every one of these launching platforms is pointed toward and zeroed into one specific target.
London?
No, not yet. Southampton. The enemy knows it's going to be an invasion. He doesn't know where or when. But he does know that the invasion base is in the Southampton area, and he's building up a tremendous supply of these rockets. And when he launches his attack, it's going to be a sustained barrage on this one area.
When do you think it'll start?
When General Eisenhower makes his move. The Germans know they can't win the war. They're just hoping for a stalemate. And to achieve that, they've got to prevent an invasion. And that's why we're here this morning, to try to help the Allied High Command to gain the preciously needed time to complete the invasion buildup. Lassiter, you've got a job. You're going to France.
Right.
You too, Suzanne, as Lassiter's communicator. Simpson, I want these agents briefed and thoroughly equipped to jump in 1 week's time.
Righto.
The cover stories are now in work. Follow through immediately on the forged documents and proper wardrobe.
Very good, sir.
Right? Now the mission. The most closely guarded area in all of France is right here. Every civilian in this area is virtually a prisoner. A main assembly and supply depot feeds rockets to all these launching platforms. The depot's location is about here. Now, to destroy this target, we have to know every detail of its construction. Even the French resistance, the Maquis, have been unable to get this information for us. All of the workmen, forced labor, of course, have been liquidated as soon as they finish their particular jobs. Up to this point, we've been stymied. Thoroughly stymied. Except for one vitally important lead. This face, this name, this man is still alive. Monsieur Ducroix. A very important man to the Germans. Burn that face, that picture into your memory. Because the success of your mission, and subsequently, the destruction of the target, is linked to that man.
Ducroix.
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 Well, what is his connection with the bomb depot?
He, a Frenchman, designed and built it.
This is only a draft of your cover story. Do not hesitate to comment on any detail which you may find difficult to support.
Right.
Your name is Henri Masson.
Henri Masson.
You were born, educated, and later worked as a petty government official at the Ministère du Travail in the small town of Carcassonne.
That's in the south?
Yes, about 50 miles north of the Pyrenees, Département d'Aude.
With it.
Much of the success of secret intelligence operations was due to foresight and meticulous preparation. No detail was permitted to be overlooked.
Say, do you think maybe there's too much crease in the pants here?
Hold on, sir. I'll have it taken out.
Vous plaît? Et voilà, c'est gris.
This is your food ration book, clothes ration, tobacco, automobile license, bus tickets, your travel permit, and this is your certificate of demobilization. This is your identification card. And this is a certificate to prove that you're an inspector of compulsory work service. I'll need your thumbprint right here.
These operators will receive your transmissions. I want them to be familiar with your touch.
Is it enough? I'm sure we'll recognize it. Thank you.
Goodbye and good luck.
Thank you. Mr. Mason. I'm so sorry to keep on bothering you, but have you had any word about my husband?
Not yet, Madame de Beaumont. But we've contacted an agent in the Le Havre area. You'll be informed as soon as we hear.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Well,
where you been?
Where have you been? Walk off in the middle of the night, never even tell us, huh?
Had to leave in a hurry. How about a cup of coffee?
Quick!
I don't know what's going to happen with me.
Oh, haven't you got a good assignment?
It's important. Not much action. Looks like I'm grounded. What are you doing here? Prepping for a mission?
Yeah, but I can't tell you what it is.
I knew you were a bad investment. How much do I owe you? 13 million?
I don't know.
14.
As much as that. I'll whittle it down as soon as I get back.
And when are you leaving?
I don't know.
I didn't think it would happen this way. Wish I were going with you.
Me too. Oh, it's getting late. I better meet Simpson and get back to the holding area.
Bring me back a souvenir.
Sure thing.
Hello, Lassiter.
How do you do?
Sit down, Jim.
Thanks.
You, 2 days ago you saw your friend O'Connell.
Well, yeah, in the canteen. We had a cup of coffee together.
This is not an accusation. You didn't in any way reveal the nature of your mission.
Well, no, of course not.
You'll understand why I asked.
No, I don't understand.
Your chum O'Connell is an agent of the Nazi government. His name is Kunzel. He's a clever, thoroughly trained German secret agent.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
But that's silly. I was with him all through school. I lived in the same room with the guy for months.
Jeff, this is a tough, realistic business with 1,000 twists every day. I don't feel badly about it. He fooled me, too.
I can't believe it.
It's hard for me to believe. Harder still to find him. Although I'd been told there was a German agent in the school.
German agent?
Not just a German agent. One of the very best they have, planted there for a reason. That's why he's still in the group. And that's where you, with your disarming naivete, came in. To keep him from suspecting we knew anything at all about him. You did a very much better job not knowing who he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a good job.
Now you've got a tougher one. A job that you can't do without knowing. O'Connell has been assigned a mission in Holland. That's the clincher to all the misinformation we have purposely allowed him to obtain.
Holland?
Yes, the invasion of Holland. That's the lie we're trying to sell to the German high command. And Kunzel, alias O'Connell, is the salesman. That's where you come in.
What could I do?
O'Connell has asked for you. We're going to send you with him.
What about Ducroix?
That's still your mission, exactly as planned. You'll proceed to Le Havre by way of Holland.
How?
You will be dropped near Rotterdam. There you will contact a man by the name of Wolfert Bachmann at the Department of Public Works. Bachmann will see to it that you and Suzanne get through safely to France.
Suzanne?
Yes. She'll be briefed for the Holland mission along with you and O'Connell. The briefing will be short and, of course, a phony. You'll be on your way within 48 hours. Now comes the rugged part.
Yes.
We think O'Connell is sold. If we're right, he'll make his break and you'll never see him again.
Could he know anything about Ducroix?
Not unless he gets it from you.
He won't.
Never let yourself forget that you're dealing with an extremely clever man.
Yeah.
Drop your guard for 1 minute. We'll have failed and you may be dead. Don't forget the time he slugged you. He thinks fast. He's ruthless. Let nothing interfere. That's why we're going to do it his way.
His way? What's that?
If he isn't sold, and should in any way suspect that you're on a double mission, if he doesn't make his break and tries to follow you, you're going to shoot him.
Shoot him?
And make sure it's for keeps.
That's rough.
That's war. And that's your mission.
Yeah.
O'Connell can do it, can you?
Yeah, I can do it.
That's all for now.
Right.
Jeff.
Yes.
I know how you feel.
Right.
No, thank you.
Smoke again?
I have too much. Oh, isn't it the most exciting evening in our lives? And the room is so beautiful, and the food was so delicious.
Yes, indeed.
It's kind of like the Last Supper.
Not the Last Supper. There is no Judas.
Oh, by all means, not the Last Supper, no. To the success of your mission. To your safe return. To the good things in life for all of you.
To a better, happier world.
A message for you, sir, and the car is ready.
Oh, we'll be right there.
Thank you.
Locked yet? Locked. Well, let's get started.
Suzanne.
Oh, have they heard?
Yes, Suzanne, they have.
I'll be back in a minute.
Sorry.
Bad news?
Yes.
Your husband's dead. Not a rotten break. Maybe it's just as well you're not going back to France.
You'll have to go now.
Might be off the books.
What's 14 million anyway? Never have time to spend it. We're even, Jeff. We'll start from scratch. You don't owe me anything.
Hurry in. One. Go. Two. Go.
Lassiter killed in jump. Stop. O'Connell fired at reception committee. Stop. Disappeared. Stop. O'Connell in possession of all Army Masson documents. Stop. Proceeding mission area as planned. Stop. Suzanne. Which one of you girls received this message from Dubomont?
I did, sir.
You sure it's her transmission?
Positive, sir.
Killed in the jump. What a break.
Yes, it is.
Batting 0-0-0.
Come in.
This just came in, sir, from the operator on the plane.
Lassiter's static cord was deliberately cut.
What?
His chute never opened. He was murdered.
What a way to die.
What did Kunzel know? Could he have known anything about Lassiter's mission?
No. He knew he had Vichy credentials. That's all he could know.
He knew more than that. He also knew the Holland invasion was a phony.
Yeah. Or else he wouldn't have killed Lassiter. Well, Sharky, you've done a great job. Where do you go now? Back to Minnesota to sit on a draft board.
What's that?
I've made the one mistake. The only mistake you're allowed to make in this outfit.
Yeah, the one mistake. They might send you on a rescuer for that one, except...
There are no excepts, you know that, and they're right. It looked good to me. I might do it again.
Sure you might, so might I. The one thing we can hope for is another chance, unless...
Unless what?
Unless you want to concede the victory.
Oh, not from you, Gibb. Keep your punches up, eh?
I said unless you want to concede.
I concede nothing. Until they throw dirt in my face.
That's better. Now, who have you got to send to France?
Only one man to send.
Too short a time to get Duquan and blast that target. Who have you got?
Me.
No.
An agent who wasn't familiar with every detail of the mission wouldn't have a chance.
I know that.
We haven't got time to bring one up to date. We need the time on the other end.
You know I can't send you to France.
Why not? I'm familiar with every detail of the mission. I planned it. I could be briefed and leave immediately. Give me one reason.
You also know the date and place of the invasion.
I did know. I forgot.
Do you realize what would happen to you if you were captured?
Torture? Certainly. Every agent knows that. Every agent carries an L tablet. You're dead 1 minute after you bite into one.
And Kunzel's probably waiting for you.
I'd like that. We're 100% failure unless we get Dupois.
Right.
And there's a man loose on the other side who knows the faces of every one of our 15 agents.
We took that chance when we left Kunzel in the group.
I trained that group, every one of them, and every one of their lives is in jeopardy while Kunzel's around. Come on, we're losing time, valuable time. I'll need these minutes.
I don't want to send you.
I've been working hard. I need the change.
You won't come back.
Just discovered something about you.
What?
You're a warrior.
Hello? Show him the way. Are you sure that's the right house?
Oh, yes.
Very grateful for your hospitality.
You are welcome to spend the night. Tomorrow I could not have taken you in.
Oh?
Today two German officers arrived. More Germans are moving into this area. They need this house for the men. They will be back tomorrow. They take the best houses.
I must leave tomorrow.
That is well.
Has anyone else arrived, not the Germans?
Many people have arrived here.
But I mean today, tonight. I'm expecting to meet someone here, a young lady.
During the war, I have been left alone. You arrive. I do not ask whom you are or where you come from.
Yes, I understand that. But if someone should arrive and ask for Gabrielle Chabot, it's very important.
Food, what we have, I think it will be warm, is waiting for you.
That's very nice, but...
I will show you to the kitchen. This way, please. Now I will retire. You're leaving early. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Was it difficult?
Not too difficult.
A fine woman.
I know. I was here when the German officers arrived. When are we leaving?
As soon as it's daylight.
Where are we going?
Port Lebec, near Le Havre.
Good. I know a safe place for our transmission. Same mission?
Du Croix. The unfortunate death of my friend will force their hand.
They may already have sent an agent to take his place.
Yes, it's possible. And that's the man we must find. That man will give us the answer to your question. Carl.
Yes.
Tighten every security check in the entire coastal area. Forget the name of Masson. They'll change it.
Of course.
I will be at Alvear headquarters in Le Havre. Report to me personally any and all discrepancies in any civilian's behavior in that area.
Yes.
Hold for questioning any civilian carrying Vichy credentials.
Yes.
They will send another man. He'll need papers of authority to allow him to perform his mission. We will find that man, and you shall know the mission.
Monsieur.
Good morning.
Monsieur, monsieur. Fill in this form, please.
How long do you wish to stay?
Long enough to accomplish my business.
How long will that be, monsieur?
2 or 3 days.
Very good, monsieur.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I must trouble you to see your papers.
But why?
I'm sorry, but I must trouble you.
By what authority? Oh, all this red tape, all this interference, holds up business.
There was an insurance adjuster here a week ago.
And 2 days later, you had another air raid.
Not from German planes. From British and American. They bombed their friends.
Friends.
Home 14. Where was your grandfather buried?
Which one?
Oh, on your father's side.
In the Saint Maurice Cemetery at Toulon.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Shabbat. C-H-A-V-A-T. Shabbat. Saint Maurice Cemetery, Toulon. Mm-hmm.
May I present my letter of commission? Department of Compulsory Labor.
You represent the government at Vichy.
Of course.
The nature of your business?
My government and yours is not satisfied with this town's labor record.
I cannot understand that. We have tried to cooperate.
That is precisely what you have not done. You have not cooperated.
This is a very small town.
France is full of small towns. Only this happens to be a very important one. You know as well as I the kind of work that's going on here. A most important project. And one that requires the utmost secrecy.
I only know we have turned over every available young man for German naval battalions.
You forget. I have the facts. The government has sent me here to investigate a most serious protest.
Protest? I don't understand. From whom?
A cooperative Frenchman. A man who realizes full well where the future of France lies. Monsieur Ducroix. Has your town been molested by our protectors? No. Haven't your people been allowed to enjoy the peace and quiet they had before the Germans came?
No. Things are not the same. They can never be the same when we must give over the young men.
You know what will happen, of course. If you don't give them over.
Yes, I realize. The Germans will take them.
Exactly. That's why I'm here, to help your townspeople. You must cooperate.
What can I do?
The size of the project has been increased. Monsieur Ducroix has asked for more men.
How many more can we give?
I will be able to give you those figures as soon as I have spoken to Monsieur Ducroix. Where does he live?
I do not know.
You must know.
I do not know any Monsieur Ducroix.
I appreciate your caution. You have been advised to remain absolutely silent about this entire project. You obeyed those orders. That's good. We will still observe the rules of caution. You will take me to Monsieur Ducroix's house.
I do not know any Monsieur Ducroix.
Very well. I shall return to Vichy with your stubborn refusal, and you will be immediately removed from office. I have no time to waste on stupid people.
I'm sorry. You must understand my position. I am mayor of a small town. The resistance movement is strong and well organized. I do my best, but I am hated by my own people.
The people do not understand.
You could be a member of the resistance. I must be sure. I will have you taken to Monsieur Ducroix.
Emil. This gentleman is from the Department of Compulsory Labor at Vichy. Take him to Monsieur Ducroix. Good day.
Does he live outside of town?
Yes.
How far away does he live?
10 kilometers.
We've gone farther than that.
It won't be long. Get out here.
Where's the house?
They don't let this man live in a house. He's carefully protected from air raids. There's a shelter on the side of the hill.
There?
On the other side. Follow me. Who's in charge here? I must talk to your leader. Deke.
Monsieur Chevalier, he went to see the mayor.
Take me up to his room.
Yes, mon colonel.
This is the record of his visit. He had a letter of commission in the Department of Compulsory Labor. He said he was returning to the hotel.
You're the leader? I must talk with you.
Why?
We're on the same side.
You're a traitor.
I'm an American agent from London, parachuted in here 2 days ago.
And these?
All forged.
Why did you come to Fort Levesque?
On a mission. And I'll need your help to carry it out.
Pierre!
You must believe me.
German agents are parachuted here, too. Even from Allied planes.
I have a radio operator with me, a girl. I can take you right to her.
The Germans have them, too. We can't take any chances.
But you can't take the chance of killing a friend. Someone who would help your cause. Someone who was sent here to help liberate your country. I know everything I have is French. My suit, my shoes, and all my papers. But we're fighting a clever enemy. We can't afford to take chances either.
You must give me proof, or else I...
You have a radio?
Yes.
You can hear London?
Yes.
All right. Can you give me a courier to take a message to a safe house not far from town?
Why?
My operator will contact London. She will instruct them to repeat a personal message to you on a news broadcast tonight. You will select the message, anything you want. I will write the message. Joseph! What is your message?
A lamb is ready for the slaughter.
This is London. Our news bulletin will follow in a moment, but first, here are a few personal messages. The little dog laughed. The little dog laughed. The play is over. The play is over. Jill wants Jack to come home. Jill wants Jack to come home. The churchyards yawn. The churchyards yawn. This ends the personal messages. And now for the news. One of the largest daylight raids, 5,000 Allied planes battered 27 invasion area targets in Holland, Belgium, and France. I must interrupt the news for an important announcement. Listen carefully, please. A lamb is ready for the slaughter. A lamb is ready for the slaughter.
Why did you come here?
To get Ducroix.
To destroy him?
No. Take him alive, and I'll need your help. I know that he's somewhere near Port Levesque.
You're right. He lives and works at the Hotel Moderne. We have wanted Monsieur Ducroix alive, too, but there would be bloody reprisals. We can wait until there are no longer German guards.
He's kept under guard.
Always. Ducroix is an important man for the Germans.
Right now, he's a more important man for London than for France.
Listen. I've got to get back to the village. An agent of the Gestapo is waiting there for you.
Gestapo, you sure?
He came to my office this morning. He's still in the village. We will keep you in a safe place.
I must get Ducroix
alive. That's impossible.
You have men and arms. You can help me. You must help me.
We must keep hidden until the right day arrives. Once we come out in the open, the Germans will know us and destroy our small force. We will do good work when the time comes. We must wait for the right time.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is the right time.
No. Only when the Allied armies come. The English and the Americans. We must wait.
Monsieur Gallimard, this is the right time.
The invasion?
You've heard our broadcasts. You've seen our planes. More and more raids every day.
You know when they are coming?
You've seen the care that London has taken to get me to Port Levesque.
Yes?
So much depends on this mission. You must help me, even if it costs the lives of some of your countrymen.
This much I will tell you. In a few days, it'll be too late. This is the time.
Be you, Felician, if you can.
In the seaport city of Le Havre, Gestapo headquarters for the heavily fortified Channel Coast area of enemy-occupied France was located at 13 Rue Madeleine.
For the high pardon, but clear. Heavy eyebrows, Timmy. Deep-set eyes. Very straight, thin lips. Yes. No. Nose is different shape. Straighter. Much straighter. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the man.
Herr Kunze. Herr Kunze. Can I see you a second?
Shines, Maxine will not be lonely tomorrow night. If the moon shines.
That's it. We'll receive confirmation on the next news broadcast.
Good. Did you get them, Joseph?
Yes.
We'll go ahead as planned. Evening will be the best time.
Good.
Here's the Hotel Modern. This is the floor plan. Here's the town hall. Here's the Hotel Louis XIV. At 6:30, I will be at my office. I will send for the Gestapo agent. You will get the men together and assign them.
Yes.
All day long, I have found these. In my house, in my pocket, in my mail, under my door, in the car, in the office, in the streets, everywhere I go. They think it is I who have bled this town for workmen. 2 days ago, another man from D.C. The people know why he is here, to get more Frenchmen.
Where is he?
He has disappeared. The resistance. He will never be found. I do my best. The people do not understand. Now this. My life is in danger. I must have protection. They're going to kill me. Call your men from the hotel. I will talk to the people. Hi, or it will be too late.
Hello. Hotel Modern, at once. My fellow townspeople, you must go back to your houses. This is breaking the law. There will be reprisals.
You are a traitor to France, Gallimard. There will only be trouble. French lives will be lost. There will be reprisals. You must go back to your houses.
He is a traitor, Gallimard.
Return to your homes. Return to your homes.
We'll be right there.
Sergeant, resistance at the mayor's office. Riot, get right over there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Gestapo headquarters. Blah.
Put that wood down and get out of here.
Who's going to pay me the money?
There's nobody else around here now. Come back later.
But, Anthony, I need my money. I'm a poor man.
Put that wood down and get out of here.
I'm not going to put it until you give me my money.
I told you to get...
They're sleeping on the third floor. For us, 12 of them. Ducroix, he's on the second floor, but I haven't been able to find out what room yet. You go the back way and see if you can find the room.
They'll kill you. I want you alive. Come with me.
That's an 077 landing operation. When they land, they'll be there 30 seconds.
Wind 90 degrees. Velocity 20. Velocity 20. Wind 90 degrees. Velocity 20.
Coming in fine. You're coming in fine.
Get a place.
Look.
towards this car. He can't be far away.
Look through every foot of that brush.
It's very close by.
We are moving to Point B now.
Exactly, from the river to the depot.
From the river to the depot, 12 kilometers, 0.27.
Have you got all those details?
Yes, believe
yes,
I
have.
The door we should leave from him.
Defense intelligence, I'm not through with him.
Take him along.
Will you come along too, Gallimard?
We know where the depot is. Every detail of its construction. The size of the stuff we shall need to wipe it out. You can be very proud of your organization, Gibson. I want to thank you for your cooperation.
Right.
Now it's our job. Good night.
Good night. Communications just said word. They've contacted Suzanne.
I'll go right up.
From the demo.
Sharky, taken alive to Upfall Le Havre. I have...
It broke off there.
Why? What's your guess?
It was an interrupted message. The signal stopped, but I could still hear the carrier.
He wasn't lucky.
No, he's still alive.
Thank you.
three questions, that's all, Chalky. What was your mission? Where's the invasion coming? When? We'll make you tell. You know that, Chalky. A man can take so much punishment, remember? You taught me. Fair play, years of decency, that's out. You've done your job. Now I'll do mine. Where, Chalky? Where are they coming in?
You got a map?
Right here. Where?
Right.
Take a good look at this house. This is your target. Familiarize yourself with it. The house, the grounds, the ornate fence, the street. It's got some good landmarks, too. The chimney, the bay, the surrounding hills, this large building on the right. Take a good look at it and remember it. This has got to be a job of total destruction. Not a wall left standing. No one must escape from that house alive. No one. The nature of your mission is unusual, but I cannot emphasize too strongly how very important. Two squadrons dropping high explosives, followed by two squadrons at minimum interval, to smother the entire target area with rockets and machine gun fire. You know, it must be important. You've been given your route of approach. Time over target, 0300. Bombers will go in at 0 feet. I know, it's tough. Any questions?
Well, Colonel, I think on a mission like this, we kind of like to know who's in that house, whether it's Fatso Goering or Hitler or who.
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to answer that.
I know this is a tough assignment. You'll be risking your lives. You have a right to know. That house is the headquarters of the German Gestapo in Le Havre. That's an important reason for destroying it. But it's not the only reason. There's an American agent in that house. And if he talks, it may cost the lives of a great many American soldiers. Right now, he's suffering the cruelest tortures that Germans can devise. But he won't talk. Not as long as he can stand that punishment. And no human body can stand it too long. Not even this wonderful, tough guy from Minnesota. As soon as you can.
All right, then, let's sink the man's clutches.
Found out.
Nothing.
Thank you.